This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Iranian security forces shot dead a Kurdish man during protest over Mahsa Amini's death. On Thursday, a human rights organization said. The organization said government forces had opened fire on people after one of the city's police stations were surrounded. The deadly gunfire came after mourners, paying tribute to a 35-year-old protester killed on Wednesday night, left his funeral and made their way towards the governor's office, according to the organization. Iran's foreign minister said Thursday, Wednesday's attack at a Shiite Muslim shrine that killed 15 people was designed to destabilize the country. Iranian officials said they had arrested the gunman. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility. Protests have gripped Iran since Mahsa Amini died September 16th, 3 days after her arrest in Tehran by the notorious morality police for allegedly breaching the Islamic dress code for women. The Moscow-appointed authorities in the southern region of Kherson say that tens of thousands of people have been evacuated in the face of Ukraine's offensive. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Kherson Governor Vladimir Saldo says over 70,000 residents of the city and nearby areas have moved to the left bank of the Dnieper River. Regional authorities have been urging residents to evacuate as Ukraine pushes its offensive to reclaim the city, which was captured by Russian forces during the early days of the conflict. The city's vice governor has told agencies Ukrainian attempts to advance on Kherson have been thwarted, insisting Russian troops will keep their hold on the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. economy rebounded in the third quarter, expanding for the first time this year. Welcome news for President Joe Biden. Days ahead of midterm elections, government data showed on Thursday. This is VOA News. Around 150 Sudanese protesters rallied Thursday in front of the United Nations headquarters in Khartoum to denounce ethnic clashes that have killed more than 200 people this month in Blue Nile State. Demonstrators held banners demanding an end to the violence that erupted in early October over reported land disputes between members of the Hausa people and rival groups, an AFP journalist said. The UN says since the start of the year, ethnic conflicts in Sudan have killed 600 people and displaced more than 210,000 others. Armed groups affiliated with the Islamic State group have massacred hundreds of people in northeast Mali this year, the Human Rights Watch said Thursday, adding the state was not doing enough to protect civilians. Tens of thousands of villagers have fled their homes after losing their livestock and belongings in attacks since March, the rights group said in a report. It added large swaths of Malian territory have come under the control of groups affiliated with the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara. The assertion contradicts claims by Mali's ruling junta, which seized power in 2020, that it has turned a corner in the fight against the insurgency that has racked the country since 2012. The UN Weather Agency said Wednesday that three main greenhouse gases hit record high levels in the atmosphere last year, calling it an ominous sign. Petri Talis, the head of the World Meteorological Organization, says there are warnings in the fight against climate change. Earlier on Wednesday, the UN's climate office said current pledges to cut greenhouse gas emissions put the planet on course to blow past the limit for global warming countries agreed to in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. What would you do with $800 million? AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on the growing Powerball jackpot.
Nobody matched all six numbers in the Powerball lottery Wednesday night, which means the top prize will keep growing to an estimated $800 million by Saturday's drawing. It's been 36 drawings since the last winner, and the prize is headed towards the top five in U.S. history. A single winner who chose the popular cash option would get nearly $384 million after taxes. Your odds of winning, 1 in 292 million. The biggest lottery jackpot to date was a $1.5 billion Powerball prize split by three ticket holders in 2016. I'm Jennifer King.
And recapping our top story, Iranian security forces shot dead a Kurdish man during protest over Mahsa Amini's death on Thursday, a human rights organization said. The organization said government forces had opened fire on people after one of the city's police stations was surrounded. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.